It's time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by your Northridge Real Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Centers, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58, and Amherst. Don't they always say, it's a Tuffy? That's what Tuffy says? Well, this was a tough one yesterday.
Swung on, hit a ton to center. On the run back is Friedel. Track near the wall, he leaps, and Friedel made the catch! A sensational catch! A perfectly timed leap at the wall in dead center! And T.J. Friedel took a two-run home run away from Ramon Laureano. What a play by Friedel!
There's Tom with the call, giving due to the Reds. And Jim, yesterday, that was a kind of, not a sort of a turning point, but that would have given us a little bit better leverage in the game yesterday. As it turned out, that and some other types of errors cost us the 7-2 loss. Good morning. How are you today, by the way?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, two in Cincinnati. And we didn't, the Tigers took care of the Twins, but now the Tigers are coming to us as well. Let's talk a little bit about where we are this week. And are we just kind of taking one bite and then one step forward, one step back? How are we going to manage the Central as we move forward in the September here?
Yeah, that's kind of the stretch they're in, where they're just not able to string together a lot of wins in a row and make a real good push, because the Twins certainly aren't gangbusters. And, I mean, they're leaving the door open. They really are. But, you know, I think we saw over the weekend there were some bullpen issues, and then offensively it is still very much hit or miss with a younger lineup that, you know, was missing Hosey over the weekend, and Josh Naylor's still out. So you got some challenges, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And they've had a hard time being consistent, which is somewhat surprising because the starting pitching has been really good. You know, last night notwithstanding, you look at their team ERA as starters since the All-Star break, and it's the best in baseball by a lot. But it's just not adding up to, I think, the amount of wins that you would expect. So I think you can point to inconsistencies on offense. Last night was just an overall night where they didn't play very well defensively and didn't get good pitching, and then the hitting didn't come through either. But I think for the most part they've been getting good starting pitching. It just, the rest of it has been inconsistent.
Yeah, and we get that with young players, right? You get sort of really shining moments, and then you sort of get little blunders along the way. And we're at that point where you can't really afford to give away an extra out in an inning.
That is very true. And, I think we saw that last night. They're trying to get through some innings, and there were some miscues that really hurt. And, they had a couple of games over the weekend where they were scoring 8 and 9 runs, but those have been few and far between. So you'd really do have to play airtight defense. And sometimes, again, with a young club, it just doesn't happen.
Jose's batting in the two hole. What about that? Does it matter? As Terry Francona says, we put wherever we put him. But it's just kind of a different look for the, and maybe a rhythm the way the game starts, too.
Yeah, and I think the point there was one of the hot hitters was Andrés Giménez. So you flip-flop the two, and Jose might see better pitches to hit because Giménez is going well. You know, they're not just going to go ahead and walk him to get to the next guy if he's going well. And that was the beauty of Josh Naylor's season, is that he provided great protection for Jose Ramirez, but he's out, and we don't know for how long. But so you're trying everything you can to protect Ramirez. And it was interesting, early in the game last night, the first run the Guardians scored, first base was open, and runner in scoring position, they pitched to him, and he drove in the run. And so it's just amazing when teams pitch to him how he comes through. It's not easy, but he does it.
Well, sometimes you think he doesn't get the recognition league-wide. Maybe they just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, you know what I think it is sometimes? I think it's a pride thing. They're like, you know what, we're going to get this guy out. and early in a game, too. If it was late in the game, I'm sure they would have walked him, but it was still early in the game.
All right, we got four against the Tigers coming up. What kind of a Tigers team are we going to see this coming weekend here?
You know, a team that's making progress, Bruce. They're better than they've been the last couple of years, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but just reading up on them a little bit, they feel like they're still in it. I mean, they just played the Twins. Now they're done with the Twins, so that hurts their cause to try and catch up. But, you know, they've been in that 7, 8, 9 games back range for a little bit, and I think they're trying to make a run. They're getting some starting pitching back from injury. Some of their younger players are playing better. They're in a better place than they've been in a while in terms of what they're trying to do. So it'll be an interesting weekend. It's the last visit to Progressive Field for one of the great hitters of our generation, Miguel Cabrera, who's in his final season. So that'll be neat. And you have the Hall of Fame Day on Saturday with Manny Ramirez going in, along with the late Dale Mitchell, who was a part of those really good teams back in the 40s and 50s.
Sounds like a good weekend. Let's have fun with the Tigers, because then the Dodgers come to town, and that's going to be, right?
That'll be a handful.
Yeah. Yes, well, our young pitchers will probably have a challenge up for them as well, and we're hoping for Cal Quantrill to come back sometime soon. I think he's the first one on the possibility of that happening, so we'll keep an ear out for that. But look forward to more of the calls coming up, and we'll talk again next week, hopefully after a nice little win streak. Let's get something put together. I'm holding hope on that, too. Oh, by the way,
I like your thinking, Bruce.
Before I let you go, just one at a time, I'm just taking an informal survey. When you were younger, did you ever have a bug collection? Did you ever remember that whole thing about collecting bugs and maybe,
is this not bugs. Not do bugs.
All right.
Baseball cards.
Sure. I figured, who would have not thought that? All right, Jim. Have a good week.
Okay, guys.
Guardians Baseball Talk with Jim Rosenhaus this morning here on WEOL, brought to you by your Northridge Convenience, Noco, and Tuffy Auto Service Center.